Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Here's a number for you, 50 million people. That's the number of the people who in some way are in the path of Hurricane Sandy. 60 million, if you include everyone likely to feel the impact of what the president called prolonged power outages when this storm finally makes landfall. No amount of weather map graphics can convey it. The sound of the wind, even the pictures of people in raincoats and microphones trying to talk to the cameras. No, that doesn't convey it. It's being pushed around, actually pushed around by the force of wind and water of a storm like this that begins to tell the tale. Thanks for listening. We hope you are out of harm's way. And for those of our listeners not in the hurricane zone, we present over the next hour the voices and spirits of a sizable chunk of this nation preparing for a storm that has been described as perhaps the worst on record for the Atlantic. There are declarations of emergency in New Jersey and Delaware, in New York, other places around the country, and we'll be going there. We go first to the state of Delaware, where Delaware Governor Jack Markell is under a state of emergency. He joins us now. Governor, what is the latest from where you sit?
Well, we're seeing some very significant rain and winds with the high tide cycles, significant flooding. And because it's a slow-moving storm, we expect it to be with us for a while.
And when you say be with us for a while, you're meaning a period of days where the storm will be so intense that recovery and relief efforts can't even begin to start?
Well, that's right. And then one of the big concerns is people who lose power. And as people lose power, it could be a week or 10 days, who knows how long before they get it back, because it could be a little bit of time before the utilities can send people out because the winds will be so high.
You know, we've been asking all of the political leaders that we've been speaking to this question, and that is, you know, reminding ourselves of Katrina and how that unfolded so unexpectedly after the storm hit landfall. Tell me how you and your team try to anticipate what you haven't thought of, the unthinkable, the wild card scenario that really could catch you off guard.
Well, we've got a great first responder community here in Delaware. They've known each other for a long time, from the counties, the towns, the state level. We have FEMA on the ground with this, Red Cross, the National Guard. And, you know, the most important thing that we can do is communicate effectively with each other. We've got very regular conference calls with weather experts, making sure we know the latest, but also, you know, dealing one at a time with issues as they arise.
Do you have power outages yet in the state?
We do have some. We expect a lot more. We have probably a bit over 1,000 right now, but we expect a lot more.
Delaware Governor Jack Markell speaking to us from the capital of Delaware. Delaware, of course, expected to be right at the center when this storm makes landfall. Governor, thanks so much.
All right, take care.